A problem with ballots brings early voting to a halt in Bloomington just a week after it started.
I know that it can be fixed, and I know that we can have a good election.
That's Bloomington Election Commission Chair Denise Williams. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Friday, October 2nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the suspension of early voting in Bloomington because of a glitch with the ballots. More from Eric Stock.
Bloomington Election Commission Chair Denise Williams says the problem was related to two 11th Judicial Circuit judges, Jennifer Bocknecht and Matthew Fitton. Their retention was included on ballots prepared by the McLean County Clerk's Office, but they were inadvertently missing from the Bloomington Election Commission ballots. Williams says the glitch was human error. Staff overlooked the judge questions in an email attachment listing certified races that came from the Illinois State Board of Elections. She says the problem can be prevented in the future.
Yes, we can. We could have more than two or three people read it.
A voter brought it to the commission's attention. Williams says the commission is trying to figure out how those who already voted will get a corrected ballot.
We are trying to determine how we're going to remedy the two questions with our mail-in ballots, whether we're going to send them out a whole new ballot or just for those two questions. We're trying to find solutions, so we're just brainstorming, trying to figure out the best thing for the voter.
The glitch comes at a time when tensions over the November election are running high and concerns over expanded mail-in ballots are a big reason why. Williams says this is not a reflection on mail-in voting.
I'm sorry this happened in Bloomington because I believe in the mail-in voting process. I know that it can be fixed, and I know that we can have a good election.
Williams says the office hopes to have corrected ballots out by late next week. Early voting began last week. That's also when vote-by-mail ballots were mailed out. As of Wednesday, close to 1,500 early voters had cast ballots at Grossinger Motors Arena in Bloomington. Both county and city voters use the arena. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There are now 11 people from McLean County hospitalized with COVID-19, including three in intensive care. The county's testing positivity rate ticked up to 2.7%. A judge says that defendants in more than 40 summer looting cases in Bloomington and Normal will not be allowed to present fully negotiated pleas to resolve their cases. That decision leaves all sentencing options from probation to prison on the table. And the town of Normal and city of Bloomington say that families are discouraged from door-to-door trick-or-treating this year because of COVID. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. There are a lot of contested local elections this fall, including McLean County Coroner. Incumbent Republican Kathy Yoder will face Democratic challenger Abby Sorrells. Yoder did not respond to repeated requests for a joint WGLT interview or a debate with Sorrells, so our Dana Vollmer interviewed just Sorrells. She's a board-certified nurse practitioner with most of her experience in emergency and flight nursing. She also served with the Illinois Army National Guard.
The reason why we decided to settle in McLean County is because the schools are awesome. There's a lot of opportunities to do activities with our kids and for ourselves as husband and wife, so we love the area. And I decided to run for coroner because I've been approached multiple times because people knew I was interested in it. And I was looking to serve my community. And I just think I have a lot to offer the office that would be some improvements. And so I look forward to being able to do that for our community.
What do you think is working well in the current coroner's office? And what would you want to address or do differently?
So I think the coroner's office does have a lot of great aspects. Our coroner's office is very lucky in that it's one of the few in our area that do autopsies. So we have an amazing forensic pathologist, Dr. Denton, who I don't think we could do as much as we do without him. We do a lot of autopsies from the surrounding counties. So Peoria, Springfield, Champaign, and McLean County, they're the only ones that are doing autopsies for a lot of these surrounding smaller counties. So I think that we do well in providing that service to those counties.
So the coroner's office is a unique position in that it's elected, it's partisan, but unlike some other elected officials, you're not doing the kind of traditional representative casting votes on behalf of constituents. Talk a little bit about your political philosophy and how that would play into representing or reflecting voters.
So I don't think my political philosophy plays into this role in any way. I think that it's very frustrating to speak with people who don't even want to discuss what your plans would be for the office based on your political affiliation. And I have a conversation with people a lot about how this holds no political power. We need to be investigating who we're voting for in these, particularly the countywide roles, because our political affiliation does not play a role in how we will serve our community. Because what we need in our office is not a political affiliation. We need someone who is going to care about our community, who's going to be compassionate and professional and be able to carry out the duties of the coroner. And I don't think that that political affiliation has anything to do with how they would do in that role.
What would your approach be to building and retaining qualified staff within the coroner's office?
The very first thing that I would like to do, and I've mentioned this before, I would like to work with the county board in working at reducing the salary of the coroner. And a lot of people get upset when I say that, and you know, you deserve this money. And I agree that it is a demanding job and it requires a lot of time. But one of the things that gets overlooked is a lot of the staff in that office have been on a salary freeze for several years, while the role of the coroner has continued to get these increases in salary. And so I think that if we can increase their pay, you know, I looked back at over the last 10 years of the budget, they're not making much more per year than what they were making 10 years ago.
That's Democrat Abby Sorrells, candidate for McLean County Coroner with Dana Vollmer. Learn more at our voter guide at wglt.org/election. Before we let you go, there's a special creepy crawly edition of Downtown Bloomington's First Fridays. That's tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at wglt.org.